Report: Officials investigate threats to murder justices. DHS warns of increasing violence from pro-abortion extremists. By Catherine Hamilton on May 18, 2022. The Department of Homeland Security, DHS, warned of increased political violence from pro-abortion extremists before and after the Supreme Court releases an official ruling that could potentially overturn Roe v. Wade, according to an unclassified memo obtained by Axios. Law enforcement agencies are investigating social media threats to burn down or storm the Supreme Court building and murder justices and their clerks, as well as attacks targeting places of worship and abortion clinics, the outlet reported. The memo was allegedly circulated by DHS's intelligence arm on May 13, and says the threats that arose after Politico published a leak of the Dobbs draft opinion are likely to persist and may increase leading up to and following the issuing of the court's official ruling. The left-leaning news outlet claimed that abortion-related violence has historically been driven by anti-abortion extremists, though it did not mention the more than 63 million estimated deaths of unborn children since the court's 1973 Roe v. Wade ruling declaring abortion to be protected by the U.S. Constitution. Some racially or ethnically motivated violent extremists' embrace of pro-life narratives may be linked to the perception of wanting to save white children and fight white genocide, the memo reportedly claims. But the memo warns that this time, extremist acts could come from abortion rights proponents as well, Axios added. Indeed, pro-abortion activists tracked down the addresses of conservative Supreme Court justices and have been protesting outside their homes in an attempt to intimidate them and subvert the democratic process. Pro-abortion militants have also vandalized pregnancy centers, including the headquarters of the pro-life group Wisconsin Family Action, which was likely set on fire with a Molotov cocktail. If abortions aren't safe, then you aren't either, graffiti painted on the side of the building read. Additionally, pro-abortion activists have been targeting churches. Sacred Heart of Mary Church in Boulder, Colorado had its windows broken and front doors spray-painted over. A group of radical pro-abortion activists also blocked the entrance to Manhattan's Basilica of St. Patrick's Old Cathedral days after the leak. The DHS did say that advocacy does not constitute domestic violent extremism, according to Axios. The mere advocacy of political or social positions, political activism, use of strong rhetoric, or generalized philosophic embrace of violent tactics does not constitute domestic violent extremism or illegal activity and is constitutionally protected, the memo allegedly reads. A DHS spokesperson told the outlet the department is committed to protecting Americans' freedom of speech and other civil rights and civil liberties, including the right to peacefully protest. President Joe Biden's White House has condemned much of the vandalism but indicated sympathy for the pro-abortion cause. "We know the passion, we understand the passion. We understand the concern," former White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said during a May 9 press conference, referring to the perpetrators and their apparent support for legal abortion. The Biden administration has also encouraged peaceful protests outside the homes of Supreme Court justices, despite the fact that such protests aim to intimidate the judiciary and appear to be illegal. Catherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Twitter.